This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, time for us, the Good Day Gang, to review the top stories of the week according to the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and here at home with me is Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, and Jennifer Horn. As an aside, Rich is back from his annual trip to Colombia. And there were a lot of people on the plane when he went down there that were on their way to the Olympics. I wonder if they got there yet. Are they still flying from here to there and back again?
It depends on if they knocked off any gas stations or not, I think.
Well, we'll talk about that. Number three item on the countdown this week is the story of the Olympics from top to bottom. Let's, for purposes of review and to set the stage for our conversation, I'll go through the top stories according to Talkers this week. Usual at number 10, sports talk action, sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, the football season about to get underway. First game is what, the Monday after Labor Day? Is it on Labor Day? I've forgotten when the first...
I think it is, yeah.
Is Monday. It? Yeah, right in there.
Yeah,
someplace.
After Labor Day for sure, because I'm drafting fantasy football Labor Day weekend.
Are you really? Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. All right, let's see here. Number nine, the passing of John McLaughlin. Anybody find out how old he was? We were talking about earlier.
He was 92. Didn't you know what I heard?
Was he 92? Good Lord.
I find out real quick.
Huh. Yeah, all right. In the meantime, I can move on, Richie. Number eight, sure. The murder of the imam in New York. Number seven, the Burkini controversy. Number six, the flooding in Louisiana.
And 89.
He was 89?
89.
Yeah. What did he die of, does it say? I saw him on the McLaughlin Report. Not
probably a stroke. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
That guy's screaming at everybody.
Ellen, Eleanor Clifton, Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
Listen to them.
Yeah. No, I heard he'd been battling cancer for a couple of years.
Yeah, he didn't look good. Anyway, so we've got that. Then where was I? Flooding in Louisiana, number six. That's sort of tied with what's going on in California. Wildfires, Jen. That whole situation is certainly one that brings you, when you look at the situation, Louisiana, by the way, this is the worst U.S. disaster since Hurricane Sandy. Unless you're there on top, you can see the videos, and maybe that helps tell the story to a point. And you hear the stories about all the people who are working together. They've seemingly put the black-white stuff into perspective, which is one of the great things that happens in tragedies like this. They don't pay. You know, the white people have been helping to save black people helping to save white people. And even though it's a shame that it comes down to looking at it that way, it does, and it has, and it probably will for as long as this lasts. So this is not going to go away. It's a really, what a mess. Oy, man, what a mess. Be thankful if you're not there, you don't live in Baton Rouge or areas like that, a little up the river from New Orleans. Number five item, the end of Obamacare for Aetna Insurance Company in most of the regions. Richie will tell you about his experience with Obamacare.
Don't get me started.
I will get you started, but not quite yet. At number four, the Russians involved in the Middle East. Number three, the Olympics. Number two, the shooting in Milwaukee. And number one, the presidential race. No surprises there. At number 10 on the people list the Talkers puts together every week, McLaughlin is at 10. I don't know who Malala Aoudin Akonji is. Anybody got any idea?
That's the imam
that got killed?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Why don't we just say next to his name, Imam
New York imam.
The imam, yeah, right.
New York imam, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, also on the list is Pukin Putin, Ryan Lochte, Bill Clinton, Paul Ryan, Stephen Bannon, and I would admit to not knowing who he is either.
Steve Bannon is Breitbart. He's running Trump's campaign now.
Right.
Really? He was from Breitbart?
He still is. Yeah, he runs Breitbart News.
Well, he resigned for temporarily, obviously.
So what does that tell you? Right wing?
What?
What is it? What does it tell you?
Well,
Breitbart
it tells
is
you a
right
couple
of
things.
The right. Yeah.
It tells you that Breitbart, yes, probably had Trump bias all along. I mean, I don't think that was
did.
A big.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a big shock to anybody who actually read the headlines. But okay.
Oh, but he's not that. He's not a right winger. So how come Breitbart right wing goes with Trump, not right wing?
Oh, very interesting, right, Doug? Very interesting. That's a good one. Steve Bannon, though, I think.
What you gonna do? Support Hillary?
Yeah,
no, but
in,
if he was an early joiner, I mean, you'd have thought he would be with Cruz or Rubio or one of those other.
You know.
But there was, I mean, if you follow the money trail, there was a big investment family, the Mercer family, behind Breitbart, who very much were in the bag for Ted Cruz. And Steve Bannon has been a fan of Donald Trump's for a long time. There is theory that if Donald Trump loses, that they would create their own media empire along with Roger Ailes. That might be a backup plan here.
Yeah,
you never
that.
Know about that. But what I will tell you is good is that Trump has had one of the best weeks of his political life. And so whatever you people say, and people say that Steve Bannon's a really bad guy, somehow he's able to get Trump on message. He also hired Kellyanne Conway, by the way, who's the first female campaign manager ever for a Republican.
We'll see how long that lasts. Trump came out and said, you know, hey, listen, if I've offended anybody, I'm sorry. And to Trump's credit, you know what? I would rather hear somebody speak off the cuff.
Well, but not be so aggressively silly.
No, yeah, true. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see Hillary Clinton. I'd love to see all of them just put away the teleprompters and just kind of go from notes and speak from your heart. And he does that. He does it poorly, but he does it, and I got to give him credit for it.
But if that's coming from his heart and he's being that offensive to so many people that he's now apologizing for it, what does that say about him?
He's being honest.
Well, racists are honest, too. I mean, I'm not saying he's a racist, but I'm saying people who are racist are always honest with their feelings.
Are you saying he's a racist?
I don't think Trump's a racist at all.
I would rather know who's talking to me and who I'm voting for than somebody who's sitting there with a crafted message, reading it off of a teleprompter, written by 3 to 5 Ivy League people who are looking at the
taking money from Russia. And selling American secret and uranium. I mean,
right. I appreciate the fact that I think Trump is a jackass.
You appreciate that fact?
I do.
I think we all appreciate that fact.
I know who he is. I know who he is, and that makes me feel better about it.
Vote for a jackass.
I might have to do that.
You might have to. Well, you can vote for Bill Weld, like some of us are going to do, even if it... there's the argument that if you vote for Bill Weld and Johnson, it'll make Hillary the president.
What's Bill Weld running for? What is he?
The vice president. Well, Richie.
For Gary Johnson?
Yeah, he's the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah. I might have to do that, too.
Yeah, see,
I think
look
that's
at that.
An important...
Enough people do that. You get something.
Well, and I think that that's an important message that Americans can send
to the
next election.
Right. This is the beginning. Thank you. That's exactly where it is.
As a Hillary.
This is the beginning. I'm not sure that she is a Hillary supporter. I'm not buying into that at the moment. The only one I think who's hard and fast here is Jennifer. I think everybody else is in flux, frankly.
Because I'm a realist, and as much as I support, as much as I support the third party candidates, and I think it's great, I think that Gary Johnson has missed a really big opportunity. I don't think he's really truly a libertarian. I think he's a centrist. I don't know what the heck has happened to him this election cycle. I don't know if he's pandering to the Bernie crowd or what he's trying to do.
Yeah, he's a little. Yeah.
But it's not working.
The guy. It's not working.
Well, Weld should be talking to Johnson then, because you don't vote for a vice president, you vote for a president.
Yeah,
and
right.
So you know, as much as I like Mike Pence, I still have to realize it's going to be
like
Trump that we're getting. I think the same thing with people who like Tim Kaine. I mean, you're getting Hillary Clinton. And so for me, as a realist, there are two choices. And one of them is not an option. So my decision was made very early on. And hit that fly.
I'm telling you.
That's it. God love you. All right. May I spend a moment talking about Super Beats? Because Super Beats are important for everybody.
Yes, they are.
If you have bad blood, and we got plenty of that here in the political world. Remember that song? Was it, who did that? Neil Sedaka?
Neil Sedaka, yeah.
And Taylor Swift also
Taylor
did
Swift
bad
did bad
blood.
Blood.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome yourself to the
generation. In our world.
On that.
It was, yeah, right. We got two different generations here. Anyway, if you have bad blood, poor blood circulation, and you have been to the doctor, and the doctor says you got plaque buildup in your arteries, no, that's really, actually, not to be played with, not be trifled with. This is not fun or funny. This is serious stuff. You could have a serious heart episode. So if you want to avoid that, because sometimes you don't get a warning until it actually happens, you need to get onto Super Beats. Super Beats. They, at Super Beats, have done the research. They found how to get your circulation moving around. And remember, in your blood is oxygen. And oxygen is what your body needs. You need to get it to your brain. You need to get it to your muscles. You need to get it to your organs all over your body. And the number one way to do that is with Super Beats. That's what all the Olympic athletes have used. They have used Super Beats. And look at what it's done for our American team. Wow. They're all winners. And you put two and two together, you come up with four. Don't you want to be a winner? Don't you want to feel good? Don't you want to function at your best? Don't you want circulation that will keep you alive on the planet much longer than the average person who doesn't pay attention to these sorts of things? Of course you do. So here's what you do. You call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Buy your first shot of Super Beats. They'll send you an extra month's supply free, plus the book, Beat the Odds, so you understand how beats work in this circumstance to keep you healthy and longer living. Free shipping, too, when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-655-4183. That's Super Beats, 800-655-4183. 655-4183. Feel like a new person, because you will be. You'll be actually helping to rebuild your body by getting the blood everywhere. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go.
And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, striped tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour now, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a tradition on the Good Day program and connected to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, broadcasting expertise that's presented by one Rich McFadden, one Jennifer Horn, one Victoria Keelan, one Doug Steffen, as we talk about these things during the course of the week, and then sort of put it all together and then strip it apart down to the naked stories. Like Trump's naked statue. There was the one in Washington. I think there was one in Washington, yeah. Right? There was one in New York, some other cities.
San Francisco. Yeah.
Right. Apparently, everywhere. It wasn't was popular. A naked statue of
the
Trump.
The naked Trumps that have been popping up. There's like New York, L.A., Washington, like Jerry's in San Francisco. They're showing him without a lot.
He was not working with a lot.
Right.
Wow.
You know how you're working with a lot, Richie? Yeah, just imagine that with nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, man, just when you thought everything got as low as it possibly could.
Yeah. Right. Now, this is apparently, and they're not too impressive either when it comes to, you know what. So, anyway, it is just
what?
That kind of thing.
Huh?
Move along. Nothing, countdown.
Nothing to hear here. Okay, so here's a chance for Richie to rant and rave. The number five item on the countdown this week is the focus on Aetna Insurance Company, basically saying to the Obamacare folks, adios, muchachos. Or actually, they're not friends. We've had enough of this. We can't make any money. This is a completely messed up situation. They don't know how to manage it. The idea of having health care for everybody, by the way, from my point of view, is a superb idea. I think that we are. Who can argue with trying to get insurance for everybody so they can take better
sure.
care of themselves?
Right.
There's no argument. But the management of this is just like so many other things that the government gets
they
involved
didn't fix
in.
The underlying
half-baked.
Problems.
They couldn't fix them because of the bumbling and fumbling. Look, they spent $1 billion on the website alone. So what did you think was going to happen in the rest of that world?
Well, you want to hear the real slap in the face here.
Yes.
Is that Aetna is trying to merge with Humana.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the Obama administration was blocking the merger. And And Aetna said to the Obama administration, if you block this merger, we will have no choice but to bail out of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went ahead and blocked, sued and blocked the merger. And Aetna said, okay, here we go. We're out.
Yeah.
Don't you think this is what they want? I mean, I hate to wear the tinfoil hat here, but don't you think that was the plan all along? I mean, these brains that created this knew it wasn't going to work, and they wanted
and
to...
And the government would have to take over the health care.
Right.
Yes, but Hillary doesn't have the desire to go to the mat for what it would take. If this were a year and a half ago and Obama were still kind of running the whole healthcare drive, I talked to a couple of lobbyists about this, and they said that they don't think Hillary will pick up the ball and run with it for what it would need to do for the government to totally take over healthcare.
It's so corrupt. That's really the... I mean, looking at this thing and how it's run and the... there's so much corruption in America. There really is. The government is corrupt.
You know,
the relationship with business is corrupt.
The mismanagement, though. Just the fact that I, myself, as a family, am paying $300 more a month than last year, and my rate is going to go up again this year, I'm sure I could insure 2 to 3 families for that amount of money.
Well, you're going to the insurance business now, Richie.
I might as well.
Huh?
It's where the money is, apparently. Or maybe it isn't.
Uh-huh. Well, one way. It's just we could do it better, and it's a shame
much
that we settle in for what is not even mediocrity when this is so important. That's the view on it. I think that's important to have. 28, share your views. Send email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow our conversation. Twitter at GoodDayShow. Facebook.com/GoodDay.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase of lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase of lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period May 10 to 9/5.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Stories the folks at Talkers Magazine prepare every week, a list of the top news talk issues of the week, and we take an hour here of the Good Day time with the Good Day people, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, to discuss these issues and sometimes a countdown extra. For example, I was going to tie this actually to a conversation of what was happening with the floods in the farms in the Louisiana Delta what a mess. The farming is basically wiped out down there. One of the things that's been a sidebar conversation when it comes to heavy rain and a lot of water has been pollutants and what happens to farms that use a lot of Monsanto chemicals. And with that came a suggestion and a Facebook story. This has gone viral. If you look at, I'm sure if you go to Facebook, you just put in Monsanto and see what comes up. I'm going to guess that the latest about food and air and water quality, the suggestion, if somebody poisoned your food, they'd go to jail. So why can't we jail companies like Monsanto that poison the food, the soil, for example, the Roundup that's used by many farmers in our country and around the world. Actually, fewer farmers using it in our country, but more in some areas in Asia especially. So Roundup has been found in over 80% of feminine hygiene products.
Well, think about why do they have weeds growing on their face?
No, think about where that stuff is.
Cotton, where it's
going.
Yes,
yeah. Right, thank you.
I only use all organic. Yeah, you have to. Right. It's so important.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I actually have crocheted all of my feminine hygiene products. You know.
Yeah.
No.
This is the sort of thing, I remember the stories of the book Silent Spring about spraying and killing all the birds and how that all stopped. But yeah, we have now this overpopulation of mosquitoes and stuff. And so people say, what can we do? There are plenty of... We had a commercial, Richie, and actually they're coming back again this fall. Remember the Cedarside products that you used?
I still have some at home and I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are plenty of companies like
it's using
nature against nature.
It's how to... Cedar oil.
Yes, that's it.
That's all it is, the cedar oil. Yep, it's plain and simple.
And it gets rid of everything from bed bugs to mosquitoes.
And it smells good. It doesn't smell like the DEET stuff.
Right. Yeah. No. And it's just amazing that the people aren't aware of things like this. They just take the path of least resistance. How many times have you gone down the aisle in a food store and actually looked at the label of... Okay, the food store.
You mean the grocery,
grocery store? Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store.
For Doug by the feed.
Anyway, look at the for example, the best, I think, the best education is to open up the frozen food section where they have the prepared dinners. Look at the stuff. You're talking about Frankenfood. Look at the labels of what you're eating in that stuff.
Did you see the video that's going around on YouTube of the airplane, the flight attendants walking down the aisle and the airplane spraying insecticides to kill any bugs or mites or animals that are on people's clothing coming from whatever country it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I would have a serious problem with that.
A guy was trying to film it with a cell phone, and you can see the flight attendant turn around and come back to him and ask him to stop. I mean, they're just walking around just with the aerosol can right down the middle of the aisle. Throughout the whole plane.
Oh, I'd be the one kicked off that plane protest. I would not allow
that
to happen. Yep. Yeah.
It is freaky. So anyway, the food for thought here is what's going on and how people are easily, even some of my farmer friends, think that the stuff from Monsanto is great, makes them healthier economically because they can grow more stuff, and they don't look between the lines.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't want to hear the truth, they don't want to know the truth because it's easier. Okay, I can make a lot more money using this stuff and feed a lot more people, but what are you feeding them? That's the question.
You were saying a while back, I just got back from Colombia. And when you go through the grocery store in Colombia, it's quite a different experience.
Yeah.
For example, the kids didn't know what to do with the seeds that was in their watermelon, the big black seeds. My son Sean was like, right, you eat the seeds, big deal, whatever. But my daughter Juliana was like, what's going on here? Why does this have these big, huge black seeds in it? And when you look at the fruit and vegetable section in the grocery store, there aren't perfect shiny apples and perfect shiny tomatoes. There are imperfections in the food because they aren't grown in a factory, basically, farm.
Yep. Yeah. There's a new T-shirt around. You can get it online. F Monsanto. And it isn't hemp, you can.
My brother's girlfriend wears that T-shirt all
the time. Really?
Oh, yeah. She goes to anti-GMO rallies, and she is, she's very much against it.
Is she a white Rastafarian?
No, we joke that that she could be a white lesbian because she drives a Subaru and has two pit bull rescue dogs.
Really?
That's one of the qualifications, couple of them.
Yeah, it's the number one car for lesbians, Subaru. They're proud of it.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Wow. They're very anti-GMO. They're all about animal rescues and pit bulls. And
that's so funny.
One of the things that you can do, and I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but I think it's educational for people to hear some of this stuff in a venue that they might not necessarily always hear it. Bees are responsible for one in every three bites of food that we eat. And the stuff that junk that's coming from Monsanto is killing. That's why we have a shortage of bees in the world.
Right.
Because of them, when they move from plant to plant, when they get into the GMO stuff and they try to pollinate, because that's how things get pollinated, they die. This is something that is overlooked a whole lot. I would think as we get ready for children to go back to school, one of the big moves in this country among people who have consciousness, and I don't mean to sound smug when I say that, but just a brain, maybe it's better, is to want to know what your children should learn about their food. They should learn about their body. They should learn about health and their well-being so that they aren't. You see, there's in my mind, a conspiracy here to get people so attached to the government, the health care business, all this other stuff. We become so dependent on the government. Education sucks in this country. We're not teaching people about how the country is run. We're not teaching them how to be healthy. We're not teaching them
how to manage money.
Simple things that make it easy for you to have a good life. That's not what's going on. And so, in my opinion, there ought to be a garden at every school. Every school should have a garden.
Be awesome.
Inside, outside.
And they should use it to grow. Feed the kids.
Yeah. My kids' school has a garden. They grow some limited vegetables. Yeah, no, it's not huge. But they also raise chicks. Hatch and raise chicks.
Chicks, man, or like chickens?
Like chickens. I thought that was very cool. But yeah, you're right. You don't see it a lot.
Well, you see it a lot in a lot of cities, New York, Chicago, and San Francisco especially. Alice Waters, the chef, has started the Edible Schoolyards Project like 15 years ago. And they've turned abandoned playgrounds into community gardens where the kids pick their food, they learn how to do everything, and then they learn how to cook it. So there are a lot of great programs out there. It's just not enough, and there isn't government funding for it.
All right, so I've posted facebook.com/good day, the latest Monsanto routine. You can check it out if you want and share it with others and like it if you like. 43 past the hour. More back to the countdown stories in a matter of moments here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price, plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Stephan, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with the overview of what's going on. News Talk Radio, the focus on the Milwaukee police shooting. I have decided not to talk about this on the Good Day program because it's more of the same old, same old. I don't see anything of value in discussing this. There's nothing that comes out of it. It's the news media taking something, running with it, exaggerating many of the aspects of the story. The bottom line is that there was another shooting. This guy that got shot who had the gun said he was afraid for his life. I don't know where he was carrying it or how he was carrying it. I know that he was mentally challenged, close to being retarded. I know that's not politically correct. But he was in the old version of definitions of people. He was a retard. And so, well, he was. Yeah. That's the guy. The guy
sensitivity
was.
Sensitivity over here.
Okay. He was slow. Is that better? Does that sound better?
He was mentally disabled.
Mentally challenged. Whatever. So because of that, he gets blasted. Now, the other side of it is the police say they don't know anything about this guy. He's got a gun. And he's pointing it at us. So what are we going to do? What you do is you shoot him in the arm. You shoot him in the leg. You don't shoot him in his chest or his head. He's going to drop the gun if you shoot him in the leg or in the arm. Yes, no?
The arm is a lot harder to hit. If you shoot them in the arm, they can shoot you back with the other arm. Yeah. So the whole philosophy is to best protect yourself, take them out with one shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in the meantime,
so really the idea
this guy
is,
should never have had a gun in
right,
the first
exactly.
place.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to be running around the streets with a gun, be prepared.
But he wasn't mentally able to even figure out.
And where'd he get the gun? Who
exactly.
gave the gun?
Exactly. Where is the gun? Where'd that gun come from?
Why does that guy have a gun?
It was a regular pistol, I think, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, why does he have a gun?
That's a question. He said he was afraid for his life because he was being challenged by people in his neighborhood who were trying to kill him.
Well, now, if he's got any kind of mental disability, there's no way he walked into a gun shop and said, I'd like to buy a gun, please,
so
and they handed
the
him
gun.
One. So
yeah.
somebody
probably
gave it
from
him.
A relative or he just took
right.
it.
Somebody gave it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, anyway. I don't think anyone would give it to him, knowing how he is. But, I mean, he probably stole it.
You can
you know where
tell.
Your parents'
yeah.
guns
you
are.
Never
you know.
Tell.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. But in the meantime, so then they use this to whoop up more police hatred, and they use it to whoop up more white-black stuff. And so where are we? We're in the same damn
we're
place
right
we were
into
with
their hand.
Ferguson, and nothing's changed. Look at the Chicago police this week. The superintendent there finally announces they're going to fire seven. They should have probably fired 70 who covered up the shooting of that guy a couple of years ago so blatantly, unbelievably bad, and it's taken them 2 years. That's why people have no respect for bureaucracy. The unions in concert with the management of the city, they get in the way of all this stuff. That's why no justice is served, frankly. 10 minutes for the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
The good day way for you to save time and money. Chuck Curry is here to review the movies that are coming out this weekend, giving you his take on them and maybe what Rotten Tomatoes says about these movies. There are, I think, 3 or 4 coming out this week. Now, the reason we're playing Star Trek as our movie theme today is that it is the anniversary of the passing of Gene Roddenberry. Or no, his death. He died August the 19th, 1920.
No, he was born in 21. He died in 91, I believe.
Yeah. All right, so he was 70 when he died? How come he died so young?
Heart failure.
He had heart failure?
Yeah.
He exercised more. All right, anyway. So,
that's it, huh?
That would do it, Chucker. Okay. Yeah, take it from me. I know what the story is. Yeah, thank you. All right, so, of the...
That's a pretty good legacy, though, we left, would you say?
Oh, yeah, fabulous. Fabulous, 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 yeah. Who would know who William Shatner was had it not been that he was the original Captain Kirk? Think about it.
Was that his first big gig?
That was his gig.
Oh, yeah.
So I get started.
You know, in the original pilot episode, an actor named Jeffrey Hunter, who played Jesus in King of Kings, was Captain Kirk, and then they recast as William Shatner. And as they say, Doug, the rest is TV history.
And Victoria, that show originally was nothing. Nobody paid any attention to it.
Yeah,
it only lasted 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And then over the years, it just got popular and more popular. And then
the first movie came out, I think it was 74, was it?
It exploded.
Oh, my God. It was a phenomenon.
But when
like
the show was originally on, no big deal.
That was 1979 or 1980, I believe, was the first movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was unbelievable the attention that movie got, and that's what really the movie more than the TV show. And then, but the iconoclastic stuff, and Shatner was everywhere. It was very interesting to see how it all got to put together. All right, in a moment we have an overview of the movies coming out this weekend. I think there are three or four of them that are worth mentioning. We'll get to that with Chuck Curran in just a moment here on Good Day.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
It's 56 past the hour. Chuck, we have, four movies out this weekend? Is that right?
Three. One is MGM's very expensive remake of Ben-Hur with an unknown actor named Jack Huston. He was really good on Boardwalk Empire, but most people probably don't know who he is. Also co-starring Morgan Freeman. Reviews are much more negative than positive, and the film, for the sake of the studio, which is not good, is only tracking at around a $12 million.
Yeah, it's just another movie about violence, killing, and so they use the Ben-Hur title in a chase around the Colosseum and a couple of chariots, and that's it. The rest of it is all knifing and chopping and killing everybody. Come on.
I think I'll be first online.
Good for you. Yeah, congratulations.
Also opening is War Dogs, which stars Jonah Hill and Miles Teller. It's about two childhood friends who, a true story, who struck up a $300 million arms deal with the U.S. government. This is getting about 60% positive, but the people who like it really do love it. I think I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, I think I go.
So let me get this straight.
An animated movie called Kubo, voiced by Matthew McConaughey and Charlize Theron. None of these films are tracking big. Suicide Squad expected to hold the top spot for the third straight weekend. I got a question for you guys, though. Before you decide to see a movie in a theater, do you actually go on RottenTomatoes.com to see the reviews, and does that influence whether you go?
I go if I don't know the movie. I look at the I don't listen to him because he's usually not right when it comes to my
in Chucker's defense, he's given me some really solid movie recommendations that I love.
Yeah, that's fine. He doesn't have to be. I mean, he doesn't need protecting.
I usually agree with Chucker.
In
general, reviews don't influence you one way or another at all?
No, because reviewers, I think, are...
No, they suck.
They do suck.
I kind of leave it up to myself,
they have an agenda.
Yeah, Chuck's honest about a movie. I can take his word.
59 after.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.